sports director at KYMN Radio, and we've got a great show lined up for you today. Boys hockey is on the docket. We're going to learn about the boys hockey team this season. They're off to a really good start. I think they're looking for a little bit more. This is a team that has, I think, a lot of expectations coming into this season, and they want to accomplish a lot, so we're going to hear it from their own mouths on what they want to accomplish. I will be speaking with Devin Jarek and Zach Marvin from the boys hockey team in just a couple minutes, and then also we will be doing a recap of how some other Raider sports teams have done so far this year. And then later on this morning, Ned the Horse Farmer is going to be doing a live remote from Canterbury Park for the Expo guys, so we'll be playing his interviews throughout the morning as well. So that's a tap of what's going on KYMN 95.1 The One today. But right now, we're not going to waste any time. I've got two hockey players in studio that want to come in and talk about their season. Well, maybe they don't want to come in. Maybe the coach forced them to, but they're here anyways. Here we go. Let's go ahead and bring them on. Devin Jarek and Zach Marvin. I'm going to bring them on the mic right now and say, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Devin, let's just go ahead and start with you. Just a brief recap of how the Raider boys hockey team has done so far this season.
It's been pretty good this year. We're playing four lines, which is good. So, and we're a little bit deeper than we have been. And I don't know, we got a good record, 10-4, and playing good against teams. We're figuring stuff out, and it's just been going good.
Zach, how is the competition in the Big Nine this year?
I think it's been a little better this year than it has in previous years. And I think that it's been good for us because it gives us a little harder competition.
Okay. Because, you know, I speak with the girls hockey team who just claimed the Big Nine title outright recently, and they said that they enjoy playing like those teams from Metro because maybe the Big Nine on the girls' side, maybe not as much strong competition. Would you say that's opposite for the boys, though? Good teams, good competition in the Big Nine for you guys to go up against?
Yeah, I think this year it's been better.
Okay. All right. Who are some of the some of your favorite teams to play against? Do you have
team
rivalry that you're like, oh, yeah, we get these guys?
It used to be Faribault, but
okay.
I mean, it's not as much anymore.
Okay.
I guess I don't have a particular team that
doesn't matter who you're playing. Yeah. You just want to win, right?
Yeah.
Zach, same question. Is there a team that you kind of like look forward to a little bit, to playing a little bit?
I do like playing against Owatonna, but
okay.
I also just like playing against
everyone. Yeah, just whoever you got. All right. Zach, back to you. Let's go ahead and just talk about what were some of the goals and expectations that the team set for itself this season?
I think that one thing is that we always want to get back to the state tournament, mm-hmm. and that's been like one big goal for us this year is to make it so that we are going to be in a good position to get there.
Okay. Devin, on the same line of that, what was the one of the biggest changes that you see out of this team from last year's team to this year's team in the positive? What are some things that you guys are doing really well this year on the ice?
Breakout is, it's different, but it's also better this year. We have a whole different way of breaking out of the zone this year, which is good and bad, but I'd say more good than bad.
Okay, so by using that breakout term, the style of play, would you guys say you're an aggressive team? Are you more defensive, looking for opportunities?
This year, it definitely seems he wants us to be more aggressive because of our forecheck, and we're definitely more aggressive. We're a smaller team, but I mean, it's almost the smaller you get, the more aggressive you get.
And, you know, Devin had said the use of, you guys were using four lines this year, which I think is pretty rare in high school hockey. If you can have four solid lines, all of them that can produce, that can do a lot. Talk about what it means having four lines that you guys can go out there and knowing that any line at any time can help the team, Zach. What does that mean for the team?
Yeah, so that just, it's kind of like it takes a little bit off of everyone's shoulders because they know that the next guy who goes out there is going to do his job and do it really well.
Okay.
And so it just makes the game easier for us to play.
Okay, sounds good. Devin, when did you start playing hockey?
Probably when I was around four.
About four?
Yeah.
And what made you you know, stick with it all of these years and continue to play?
Just
what's your favorite part about it?
My friends, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's every day you go to practice, you're always laughing, you're always having a good time. It's, you see all your friends every day, which is the greatest part.
Zach, same question. When did you start playing hockey?
Probably when I was a mite. I'm not sure how old that was. But my favorite thing about it probably is also my friends. And then getting out there and playing against other people is fun, too, for me.
Yeah, so if I can't ice skate, would I be welcome on the team or not? No. Just the answer is no. You probably... Well, you see, I would be welcome, but I probably wouldn't play, right?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Again, we're speaking with Devin Jerick and Zach Marvin from the Raider Boys hockey team. Raiders off to a fantastic start. 10-4 on the season. They just had a nice win over Austin 3-0. They also beat Simley earlier in the week 7-1, which Coach Mike Lugcraft said didn't like your effort, even though don't let the score fool you. But as I was reading on that Simley game, you know, he's like, there's still always... You can always get better, always more to do. And I want to go in and talk about... Devin, you personally, what were once some areas of your game coming into this year that you wanted to improve upon this season?
Improve? Probably, well, I needed to improve on my shot because, I mean, I don't know, a lot of times I would miss the net or all, I don't know, it just seemed I was always shooting it wide or shooting it high, so I definitely focus on shooting it at the net and shooting it low actually this year compared to high.
Okay, so accuracy a little bit.
Yeah.
Zach, same question. Aspects of your game that you wanted to improve upon this year?
I think I needed to get a little bit better at moving my feet and the puck at the same time. So passing to other guys and then being ready to get in a good spot to get the puck back.
All right. Chance for you guys to give some props to your teammates here in hockey. You need a goalie. Talk about the goaltending this year and what the, and how that helps a team. And I'll throw that to your boy. Okay, Devin, you get it.
They've both been doing great. I mean, it's huge for Cal to step up as his first year on varsity to – I mean, he just got his first shutout last game. I mean, he's playing super solid. And Wes, too, I mean, he's always been awesome. And he's just having a super good season again, just like last year.
All right. And I'm speaking, I believe, Zach, are you on the offensive side? Are you a forward as well with
yeah,
Devin?
I'm a center.
So I'm speaking with some offensive players here. Talk about the defense, those two guys that stick back and try to prevent goals from happening, and the defensive line pairings and what they bring to the team. Zach, I'll have you talk about them.
Yeah, so the D, they've been doing pretty well this year. I know with the new systems that we've been trying to incorporate, it's been a little bit more difficult for them. But I think that they've adapted well, and they're doing good.
Okay. Very good. Devin, talk about the makeup of this team. Is this a senior or upperclassman dominated? Do you have some younger guys getting opportunity? I mean, how does the makeup of this team this year look?
There is quite a few seniors. There's going to be a lot of guys graduating, yeah.
Okay, so that's got to bode well then for you guys. It's kind of like, are you guys looking at this, Zach, as a season, especially you seniors? Like, okay, so you've had a taste of the state tournament. Okay, you've been there in your time through the program, and now are you guys kind of looking at this like, okay, we're looking at your other seniors, and you're like, guys, this is our chance here. This is our one chance. Talk about kind of that mentality, Zach, that you had coming into the season, knowing that you're going to be senior dominated and kind of have this last, if you will, opportunity for you guys.
Yeah, it's just like we've all been so focused on trying to get there, and this is the last chance that we have. Mm-hmm. So I think that the guys are a little more amped up this year to try to get there. And I'm really glad about that because I really want to go back.
But you know, one thing about hockey, too, is it seems like it's a sport where the camaraderie is very important, not only on the ice, but off the ice as well, getting along off the ice. And just, Devin, talk about the chemistry a little bit of this team and how you guys work together on and off the ice at practice and hanging out, just hanging out at school or whatever.
This year, since there's a lot of seniors, I'd say this is the most friendly I've seen or – everybody is friends with everybody. I haven't seen that in my years of high school playing hockey, but it seems like everybody is friends with everybody, which is awesome to see.
Zach, how much fun, and I ask seniors this when they come on, how fun is it being this kind of your last year with all your buddies? I'm sure you and Devin have been playing together since you guys were mites, you know, wee little tykes there, going up through the system, going up through the program. Same with the other seniors, and just how fun is that, kind of looking at each other like, you know, this is pretty cool, playing with those buddies of yours that you've had for many years.
Yeah, it's been incredible. It's super fun, but it's also sad because it's like this is the end of us all playing together.
Right.
But, yeah, I love every single one of them, so it's been really fun.
Do you guys have any fun pregame or postgame rituals if you win, a dance or a go out for a meal or something? Anything like that? Any kind of traditions that you guys have going on?
Well, we always sing after we win.
Okay. Can I ask what the song is?
Yeah, it's just the Raider song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. You guys didn't sing it, though, when I played it to start off the show. What the heck? Or, no, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. Again, we're speaking with Devin Jerick and Zach Marvin from the Raider boys hockey team. Devin, give you, you know, a little individually here. Congratulations. You're one of the newest members of the 100 Point Club for Northfield High School. Congratulations on that. I know you're going to be a good teammate and say, well, it was the team effort and I couldn't have done it without the teammates that I've had around me. But just talk about what that feeling meant, like getting in that 100 point club when you accomplished it.
It was pretty awesome. I didn't even know I got the 100 points until they announced my name. I was like, all right, I guess I got the 100 points. No, the coolest part was actually looking in the stands, and I looked at my parents right away, and I could just tell they're proud by looking on their face, and that was definitely the coolest part about it.
Zach, when a teammate accomplishes a milestone like that, how does that make you and the other team and the rest of the team feel?
Yeah, it makes us feel great. It's like we were a part of him getting all the way there, and it was just a phenomenal feeling, I think.
What would you say, guys, and I'm going to rack your brains a little bit here, the best game you've played all year? Is there a game that sticks out to you where it was, I don't know if it was a statement game or one of those games where it was just you kind of looked around and everything seemed to work well? Is there anything that sticks out to you? Any game in the past?
I know there was game. It was like 4 games ago. It was our best game this season. I don't remember who it was.
Okay, but so and by that being your best game, okay, forget who it was. What went well? Like just all aspects. Everybody seemed to mesh and gel together. Or
the breakout was working. The power play, penalty kill. I mean, everybody was hustling. It seems like everybody was just on fire, and they just wanted to play like it was their last game ever.
Very well, there you go. I'm sure Coach Luckcraft enjoyed seeing that effort. All right. Guys, what's the best part, Zach? I'll ask each of you this. Zach, I'll start with you. Best part of being a member of this Raider hockey team?
The people, I think. Mm-hmm. Everyone here is just great, so I'm really glad I could be a part of it.
Devin, same question?
I'm going to have to say the same. I mean, it's all the friends. I mean, even the stuff at school. I mean, you get the school and the teachers know about it. I mean, it's cool when other people outside of hockey bring it up, and some people that you don't even know say congratulations. It's pretty cool.
All right, very good. Again, we're speaking with Devin Jerick and Zach Marvin from the Raider boys hockey team. Raiders 10-4 on the season. They've got it's, you know, one thing, guys, is you get through the holiday break, and now come January, it's game time. It's go boom, 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 all the way now, hopefully through March. Just talk about the schedule that you guys are playing, and do you like playing all those games? Do you appreciate sometimes to get some practice time in? What's your thoughts on that, or would you rather just let's play the games and get them going, Zach? Your thoughts on that?
I love that we play a lot of games, but it also gets very tiring at sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I love that we play like 3 games a week because it gets us going, gets us ready for what's to come.
All right, very good. Devin, as we go ahead and continue the interview, I want to ask about, you know, what are some of the aspects of hockey? I know that you started as a youngster, but what parts of the games kept you interested in it all of these years instead of just saying, because a lot of people start young at various sports and they get to a certain age and that's just not for them. This isn't what I, you know, want to do anymore or whatever. What do you think drew you and kept you coming back year in and year out?
It's other people telling me, oh, it's really just compliments. I mean, compliments takes everybody to a different level. I mean, that's what keeps me in it. That's what keeps me in a lot of things. I mean, a little compliment can go a long way for some people. I mean, that's what it did for me. It just kept me playing hockey.
Okay, Zach, same question for you. To stick with it all these years, what parts of the game made you want to be a part of this sport?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, might sound bad, but I really love to win.
There you go. I was not about that.
And I think that just playing this sport, it was a great opportunity to keep winning with the guys that I play with. And okay. Yeah.
Sounds good. Zach, back to you. You're both seniors this year. Am I correct on this? Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, Zach, it might be early, but any plans for next year? And if so, what are those, if you have anything?
I'm not really sure yet, but I might be going to St. Thomas for business.
For business?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Devin, same question to you.
I'm still waiting about hockey. I'm still seeing if a good enough offer will come in. And
would you go to like college, or would you go to maybe like a I don't know what you call it,
juniors?
Like juniors, yeah.
There's a possibility. I mean, it really just depends on who contacts me.
Sure.
And,
okay.
And whatnot.
Yeah. But you're planning on taking hockey to the next level somewhere. That's your plan right now. It's your goal, or
Most likely.
Yeah. Okay. Hopefully. Yeah, absolutely. No, that's fine. And a lot of season left, a lot of time left. I remember I didn't make my college decision. I didn't play sports, but just picking a college. It was March, I think, when I finally made my decision. So, yeah, no rush, guys. You good. Enjoy your senior year, right? Yeah. Enjoy your senior season. All right. Guys, if we go ahead and just wrap up the interview here, Devin, we'll go back to you and just ask about, you know, when it's all said and done, and you guys hopefully are going to be playing hockey deep into March here. We are covering your games here on KYMN. We're covering a few of them, so we want to be covering them in March as well. But when it's all said and done, what are you going to take away from being a part of this Raider hockey program all of these years?
Honestly, I think it's made me a different person, kind of. I mean, being a selected captain also, I mean, that it changed my mentality. I mean, my attitude and the way I talk to people. And honestly, I think that's the rest of my life, that high school hockey changed me kind of in a way.
Okay.
It's made me a better person.
Zach, same question. What are you going to take away when it's finally all said and done? Hopefully it's deep into March, but being a part of this Raider hockey program all these years.
Yeah, I would have to agree with him on that. Like, the being a leader aspect, it really has made me a better leader, I think, being named a captain and being on the hockey team for so many years. And also it kind of helped me deal with problems or issues, like on the ice, and then it helps translate to off the ice.
Absolutely. And being kind of, you know, problem solver and thinking, okay, this isn't working, you know, on the ice, you know, if you're having kind of a bad game, you know, working your way out and stuff, and that will translate into life. Is, you know, you get down, it's like, okay, well, what can I do to work my way out of this type thing? Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. Great answer. Okay. Well, boys, I want to thank you for coming in. I think that's good. We'll probably hopefully talk to you guys later on down the road as we get into sections and everything, but I really appreciate you coming in and giving us an update of the season. Sounds like we got a lot to watch for here. This team with the senior dominated. It sounds like that the lights, excuse me, that the future is bright and the goals and expectations are to get a state, make a state run here, right? That's what we're looking for. All right, guys, we'll keep up the good work, continue on that path, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Devin Jarek and Zach Marvin from the Raider Boys hockey team. We'll take a quick break and be right back right after this.
For your next haircut, here's a thought. Try Family Hair of Northfield. They're locally owned and operated. Family Hair offers friendly service at a great price. Located just across the parking lot from Just Food, Family Hair does cuts, perms, coloring, everything hair. No appointment is needed. Just walk right in. Christy, Megan, and their staff are great at what they do at prices you can't beat. If you have younger kids, they'll love the special kids seat with their choice of movies to watch while they get their hair cut. Visit Family Hair of Northfield.
Wake up, take a shower, feed the kids, make kids lunch, kids to school, drive to work, drive home, help with homework, mow the lawn, kids to sports, run errands, make dinner, do the dishes, do the laundry, walk the dog, pick up the house, kids to bed. Ah, kick your shoes off and relax.
As a proud supporter of Northfield Schools and Raider Athletics, everyone at ServiceMaster by Iatt knows that life can seem to get away from you. Balancing daily schedules of work along with kids' school and sports schedules can seem to be impossible at times, but you find a way to do it. When you finally get a chance to kick your shoes off, ServiceMaster by Iatt will make sure your feet relax on soft, clean floors. They deserve it.
I'm Daniel Hummel, and at age 58, I was overweight with diabetes, high blood pressure, and feeling extremely tired and lousy all the time. CrossFit Scopus and Dundas helped me get my life back. I knew there was an answer beyond taking medications. It included exercise. I remember the day I walked into CrossFit Scopus and asked owner Greg Berube for help. I felt embarrassed to go to the gym. Greg put me at ease. Since starting with Scopus, I not only have my life back, I feel good. The weight has come off and I'm stronger every day. Mentally, I'm back in the game. The training is led by coaches and scaled for your pace. Find CrossFit Scopus and Dundas off Highway 3 next to Menards.
Welcome home to Northfield Manor. On the campus of Northfield Retirement Community, Northfield Manor is proud to offer HUD Section 8 subsidized equal opportunity housing for adults 62 and older. Take advantage of all amenities on campus, including our state-of-the-art theater, Imelda's Marketplace, Fitness Center, Main Street Cafe, walking trails, and more. Call today, 507-650-7332. Northfield Retirement Community. Innovation. Choice. Tradition.
All right. Sorry about that. Welcome back to Raider Rap, everybody. Let's go ahead and give you a brief recap of how some other Raider sports teams have done so far this week. We'll start off with the boys basketball team. They had a couple of games this week. First off, they had a game against Mankato West. Fueled by a quick start and efficient night offensively from a handful of players, the boys basketball team cruised past Mankato West 87-58 on Tuesday on the road. Senior forward Mitch Stancina led the way with 20 points on 9 of 14 shooting. Senior forward Mason Zick was close behind with 19 points on 7 of 9 shooting, and sophomore guard Kip Shetnin notched 12 points and only 6 shots. Sophomore guard Carson Clay posted 11 points on 4 of 7 shooting. Head coach Andy Birkbaum says, quote, "We've got a lot of weapons and a lot of kids that can shoot the ball. I was really pleased with Jackson Schlock again. He had 9 rebounds, and Michael Imes had 5. Michael played really good defense, too. He got us going on a lot of our fast breaks with his rebounding." With that victory, the Raiders improved to 8-2 overall, 5-2 in the Big 9. The win was the 6th in the row for Northfield, which will travel next to battle Class 3A, number 4 ranked Austin. And here we go. Let's go ahead and talk about how the team did. Northfield boys basketball slips up at Austin. After turning the ball over a total of 25 times, can't do that, including on 16 occasions in the first half, the boys basketball still had a chance Friday night. The Class 3A number 10th ranked Raiders spent much of the last 3 minutes within one possession, but they were never able to fully catch the Class 3A number 4 ranked Packers, who held on for a 70-64 victory. Birkbaum says of the effort, "It's just an off night. To be honest, it was within 3 within a minute to go, so we had our chances. I wouldn't say Austin played their best game either. There's no doubt about that. It wasn't a good game. It was pretty ugly." On the possessions, Northfield was able to run its offense, and the results were promising. The Raiders finished shooting 52% from the floor and converted 15 of their 23 two-point attempts. The issue, Birkbaum says, was the occasions where his team was unable to get a shot up. He continued to say that, "We shot the ball fairly well, but that's 25 less opportunities to shoot the ball, and you're not going to beat Austin when that happens. That was disappointing. We turned it over that much." After 3 losses to Austin last year, including a 74-72 defeat in the Section 1-3A title game, Birkbaum said he believes this year's squad is built well to win this matchup. In addition to Kip Shetnin, Northfield boasts a number of players capable of drilling a three-pointer in the gaps of Austin's pressure. So Northfield, with that loss to Austin, now is 8-3 overall, 5-3 in the Big 9. Girls basketball had a game at Austin. They show grit and work past Austin. The game you heard here on KYMN, in the midst of a 5-game losing streak, the girls basketball team was searching for what its identity was going to be this year. Turns out all the Raiders had to do was flip the calendar back a year to rediscover they might be at their best when they're grinding out defensive possessions and keeping the opponent under 40 points. That recipe was enough to snap that skid and overcome some miscues on the other end Friday night in a 39-38 victory against Austin at Northfield High School. Head coach Tony Matheson says of the effort, "It feels good to win again. It feels good to watch us compete. It feels good to see that it mattered and there's emotion and that we competed. We talked about it before the game, just competing." Austin entered the night averaging 65.8 points a game. It would have just barely surpassed that mark if Friday night's game was twice as long, as the Packers shot just 25% from the floor and converted only 5 of their 24 attempts from behind the arc. Yeah, well, it makes a difference when you're making 5 of 24 three-pointers. 4 of those three-pointers came during the first 8 minutes, 12 seconds of the game, and after Erica Lundberg drained the fourth one to put Austin up 17-9 with 9:48 left, Northfield didn't give up another point until halftime. Very good defense. Matheson says, "We gave up some shots and were outsized at times, but we dug in and just competed." Northfield took its first lead of the game when senior guard Maddie Hessian, who finished with 9 points, drilled a three-pointer to make it 32-31 with 5:06 to play, but Austin quickly erased that. With 2:42 left, it was Hessian again from deep to push the Raiders in front 37-34. The win for the Northfield Raiders makes them at 6-7 overall, 6-4 in the Big 9. Northfield boys swimming and dive powers past Red Wing in a record fashion. By the way, I want to thank Michael Hughes, sports director at the Northfield News. We have a great relationship with the Northfield News, and appreciate he does the work here as I do a bunch of other things going around. So I'd like to thank him. This is courtesy of the Northfield News. On an evening filled with swimmers and unfamiliar events, 3 races Thursday at Northfield Middle School were still viewed as serious business. While Northfield primarily mixed things up in a 94-80 victory against Austin, in which the final 3 events were forfeited, the senior quartet of Andrew Becker, Jack Meegan, Ethan Schaefer, and Josh Beamer were eyeing some history during the 200-yard medley relay, the 200 freestyle relay, and the 400 free. While they did end up missing the senior class record by a combined 1.06 seconds in the 200 medley relay and the 200 freestyle, they did knock off a record older than 10 years in the 400 free with their time of 3 minutes, 20.61 seconds. In total, the Gators won 9 of the 12 events with a long list of season and lifetime bests sprinkled throughout the meet. It might be a little early, but this is kind of cool. Northfield girls hockey tops Austin claims first outright Big Nine title. Boy, the Big Nine must be down this year if you're clinching it in January. Not that it was going to make any difference, but Northfield girls hockey coach Brent Bielenberg wanted his team to feel a bit of added pressure entering Thursday night's clash against Austin at Northfield Ice Arena. With only 4 wins, the Packers haven't been the strongest competition to line up across from the Raiders, but Thursday brought a little something extra from the matchup on the ice when Bielenberg informed his team a win would carry with it a Big Nine conference title. After Northfield surged to a 5-0 victory, it clinched that outright title, the first in program history after it shared a conference crown with JM and Red Wing in 2016. Not that the pressure is done yet. Our goal is to sweep, Bielenberg said. We've got 2 more Big Nine games, and that's kind of been our goal from the get-to sweep through. It's a good feather in their hat to get that conference title, and it's a nice thing to have. The Raiders have a pair more games to win in order to pull off that perfect conference record. Thursday, Northfield started the scoring when 8th grade forward Ava Stanchina stuffed in a goal 3 minutes 48 seconds into the first. Sophomore forward Maya Wessling made it a 2-0 lead with 3:33 left in the second off an assist from sophomore forward Jess Boland, who in turn made it 3-0 with 33 seconds left in the second off a feed from senior defender Kate Boland. Kate Boland extended the lead to 4-0, 1:21 into the third with a driving breakaway set up by freshman forward JoJo Taylor, while freshman defender Cambria Monson provided the final score of the night with 35 seconds remaining off assists from Jess Boland and senior forward Lizzie Morshing. Northfield outshot Austin by a count of 37-15 throughout the game. The win puts the Raiders at 13-8 overall and 11-0 in the Big Nine. Northfield Nordic Ski earns third place finishes in SSC meet. Alpine Ski prepares for Welsh invite. In a South Suburban Conference meet Tuesday at Highland Hill Ski Area in Bloomington, both the Northfield boys and girls Nordic ski teams came away with third place finishes in their 8-team fields. Senior Patrick Welch led the boys team with a 4th place finish, while 8th grader Sam Folland claimed 11th, and senior Simone Gaetani, senior Josh Beisel, and sophomore Jake Lochner all crossed consecutively in 24th, 25th, and 26th in the 48 racer field. The girls' squad was paced by 5th place finish from Carolyn Peterson and an 8th place finish from Katie Schroer, in addition to junior Jess Messner swiping 23rd. On the alpine ski side of things, it was plenty of familiar faces for Northfield as the girls' alpine ski team swiped 2nd in a 6-team field January 3rd at Welch Ski Area, while the boys' team finished 4th out of 6 teams. The event was what Northfield coach Johnny Osberg described as a non-conference fun race. Since 90% of racers, the 6 teams, Northfield, Rochester, John Marshall, Mayo, Century, Simley, and Hastings, all train at Welch's Junior Development Program. On the girls' side, senior Carolyn Pritchard claimed 2nd out of 44 entrants, while Linnea Thurnier finished 5th and Mallory Godfrey swiped 7th to help Northfield accrue 539 points, narrowly behind 1st place Hastings 545. On the boys' side, Northfield was paced to 403 points and a 4th place finish by Sam Hegseth, who snagged 10th, and Lennon Watkins, who earned 20th out of 50 entrants. Many of these same teams will reconvene at Welch Ski Area on Friday for the Welch Village Invite, which draws some of the top teams from throughout the state. The JV race is set to begin at 9:30 with the varsity action kicking off at 12:30. And finally, a couple of Northfield Raiders have committed to going on and taking their talents to the next level. In football, Mitch Stanchina has committed to Michigan Tech. He said it was a tough He said it was a tough decision. It was down to Michigan Tech and also the University of Minnesota Duluth, both Division II schools, but he was sitting in a pretty advantageous situation. The 6'4" football player who was utilized at wide receiver, running back, safety, and kick returner this past season for Northfield was deciding primarily between Michigan Tech and the University of Minnesota Duluth, where he wanted to play football collegiately. Both are Division II schools. Both offer strong programs for his future major, computer engineering. In the end, Stanchini decided Michigan Tech was his best bet. He says, quote, "I really like the school and the academics are phenomenal there. They've got me playing on the offensive side, which is what I preferred. And then also it was just a really homey feel. It felt like somewhere I could definitely see as a second home." Santini said his primary contact and recruiting coordinator was running backs coach Phil Milbrath, who played for the Huskies from 2007-10 as the program's all-time leading rusher. In a tweet from Milbrath, he says, quote, "Got the weekend off to a great start with a commitment from a big-time playmaker from Minnesota." That one, of course, would be Stanchino. Michigan Tech was not in the majority in offering Stanchino the opportunity to display his talents offensively, as most viewed him as a weapon to disrupt opposing offenses. Yeah, they would liked him as a defensive in the defensive backfield, utilizing his speed. But the Michigan Tech is going to allow him to play on the offensive side of the ball, which is what he was kind of looking for. Stanchino is going to join 2017 high school grad Jeff Runnigan, who redshirted this past season as an offensive lineman at Bemidji State, also in the Division II ranks, after a season in which he helped lift the Raiders into the Section 1-5A title game for the second straight season. He finished his final high school season with 546-yard rushing and 584-yard receiving for 17 total touchdowns in 11 games. He'll join a Michigan Tech squad coming off a 4-6 season. The Huskies most recently appeared in the NCAA tournament in 2014, last won the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference in 2012, and notched its last win in season in 2015 with a 7-3 mark. Head coach Steve Olson will be entering his second season in charge at the start of this next season after serving as a defensive coordinator and linebackers coach for 8 years before that. So good luck to Mitchell Stanchina as he takes that next step and goes plays football at Division II Michigan Tech. Also, Mason Zick, there was talk of, is he going to go football? Is he going to go basketball? Well, he has going basketball. Senior Mason Zick, for senior Mason Zick, sometimes you need an assist from a friend. That was the case while he was weighing his options for where he wanted to attend college and ultimately play basketball. He knew he wanted to play for a Christian-based school, hopefully at Division II level, so he could utilize scholarship opportunities. Turns out his friend Logan Bornick, a senior at Northfield, had committed last summer to play lacrosse at North Greenville University, which checked all of Zick's boxes. "He introduced me to them, and that kind of led me to check them out," Zick said. So, in the gap between football and basketball, Zick swung through Tigerville, South Carolina, on the way back from visiting another school in Florida, and decided his decision was nearing an end. And again, he said, "I knew I wanted to go to a Christian college, so that really stuck out to me because they are Christ-centered," Zick said. "I got to hang around the guys, too, at North Greenville, and I really liked what they were doing there and really liked how they played and really liked the style. I figured I don't think anything could be better." All that was left was an official offer from the Crusaders, who still needed to see Zick in game action. North Greenville's coach Chad Leister, in his 16th year at the school, reached out to Northfield coach Andy Birkbaum for some tape. Birkbaum says, "I got a lot of these coaches go through AAU. This guy, and that's why I respected him, called and talked to me about Mason and said he was sending me the same package they were sending Mason, which he didn't have to do, just to show me I'm excited for him." So far this season, before Tuesday night's game, Zick is averaging 19.3 points a game, including a 28-point outburst December 11th in a 73-70 victory against Rochester John Marshall. North Greenville is off to a slow start this season with a 2-12 record and an 0-6 mark in Conference Carolinas. Although with only two starters and three seniors set to graduate after this season, and its leading scorer and three of its top six point getters still sophomores or younger, Brickbaum thinks the program might be nearing an upswing, with Zick potentially playing a major role. Brickbaum says, quote, "I talked to the coach, and he's got a really high ceiling, and he knows Mason is going to be a really good player. He was the opportunity to play down there the right way if he gets stronger, so that'll be good." For now, Zick is finishing his year with the Raiders, who are 7-2, as I just talked about a little bit ago. So congratulations to Mason Zick and Mitchell Stanchina, taking their talents to the next level. Zick in basketball, Stanchina in football. I think that's going to do it for Raider App for this week. I want to thank my guests, Devin Jarek and Zach Marvin from the Raider boys hockey team coming in and talking about their season off to a great start, and they've got some high hopes this year. Hopefully we can be following these guys deep into March for a nice state tournament run. They've got the tools and talent and experience to do that, so it's going to be very interesting to see what this boys hockey team does down the stretch. Wish them all the best. Thank you all for listening out there. Just a couple of things. I'll end Raider App right there. Have a great day.